Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
What do you do if you are running a successful international property business and making good money? The answer for one lady from Donegal was to pack it all in and open up a distillery in her hometown of Muff. With the distinctively titled name of Muff Liquor, it makes gin, vodka and even whiskey, and has some very high profile supporters, including Jimmy Carr and Russell Crowe, no less. Laura Bonner is the founder of Muff Liquor. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
It's going to be a big day today, isn't it?
Oh, it's a big day every day, but this seems very big.
Your story goes back even further than before giving up your property career around the world 22 years ago.
Oh, 20. Don't age me that much, Joe. Over 20 years in October. Yeah, had a mad idea when I was 19 that I was going to drop out of law school, move home, learn how to make vodka from potatoes. My granddad was a potato farmer who introduced me to poaching. And I thought maybe I could make a living out of this, but obviously went down like a lead balloon. So it took me a few years to get there.
I can imagine the heart attacks that it would have created at the time when a young lady decides she's going to do that. Now, what did you know about gin or whiskey making before this?
Oh, nothing. Absolutely not. And even when I started the company, as my dad says, I jumped off a cliff and I learned how to build a plane on the way down, is how he describes my 6 years in the business.
So it's been a dream for two decades. It's coming into realization now. And you have some very high profile stars. How did you persuade Jimmy Carr, Russell Crowe and Ronan Keating to get involved?
Oh, I ask myself that every day. Do you know what? I actually wrote in my whiteboard 7 months before I actually launched the company back in 2017 that I would have Ed Sheeran and Russell Crowe as shareholders in my company. And I would have Russell do my very first tweet when I launched into Australia. And 5 years later, I got both, plus Jimmy and Ronan. So it's been pretty surreal, to be honest.
Yeah, but how did you do it? Would you just start bombarding him
hustles
with emails?
Yes, I'd be described as a hustler by all of them. No, I found out when I found out that Russell was filming in Ireland, when he was watching that Pope Exorcism movie, from my best friend's sister's fiance, I was able to find out where he was, and I was able to get a box of Muff gin, vodka and whiskey into his hands. And that was on a Saturday night at like 10:30. And at 8:05, I got a phone call from one of his guys saying, are you looking for investment? So I went down and met him for breakfast on the Wednesday. And the rest is history, as the saying goes.
Look, to open up a distillery, to make gin and whiskey especially, which is a lengthy process, costs money. Where did you get the money from?
Oh, definitely costs money. And it doesn't seem to end. The bigger you get, the more expensive it becomes. But myself and Tom, my business partner, so I worked in property, as you said. Tom's family were our property developers. I was their account manager for 8 years. So he was sick listening to me talking about this pipe dream for so long that eventually he just said to me, like, what is it going to take you to leave this job and head home? I said, I probably need like more money. So he said, look, if I back you and the two of us going together, will you do this? And I would say within 5 weeks, I had quit my job, handed my notice in my apartment, and I'd sent my dreaded text to my family saying, I've quit my job and I'm coming home, which my dad always describes it was like a death.
And you had the land?
The land?
You had the property?
No, the property we only got before Christmas. So when we started the company, we were getting it made in a third another company. We just wanted to make sure that we had a company that was worth investing in. So once we got the go ahead, obviously COVID hit. And then last year, then we said, right, it's about time now that we do what we said we were going to do. So today's the day. It's finally finished. I say it's nearly finished at 11:30 last night. There's still people there. They were back at 6 this morning, which years ago, when I used to listen to people saying that, oh, at 11 o'clock last night, we were still with hand brushes. I used to say that's just for dramatic, but I'm actually one of them now.
And the more squeamish listeners out there might say, well, what about the name? That's deliberately, is that deliberately provocative?
Of course. But like, it's no need to be squeamish. We name it after the Village Muff. We own a liquor company. And once you taste our liquid, people forget the name.
Okay, and there's going to be a kind of a tasting center, or you know, somewhere to kind of go and enjoy your trip to Muff.
Yeah, so when you come in, we'll have a shop and a lovely cafe. We'll have an experience for visitors to learn about the history of the poaching of Inishowen, which is absolutely fascinating. I'll be honest, I've only got really into it now in the last couple of months when we got into the historians of fact checking. Then you can go into our bar, which is absolutely beautiful, and you can come in and have some cocktails and go on your merry way. So really, really looking forward to it. It's a dream come true today.
Now, the business of making whiskey and gin is one thing, but getting on to supermarket shelves is another thing.
Very hard.
How did you manage to do that?
Again, like a lot of it is, I'm one of thousands of gin, vodka and whiskies. So it's a difficult one, but you just go in and pitch, they try the liquid. I always used to say, I'm not going to cost you money. If I cost you money, I'll come and lift it off the shelves. And thankfully, they've never actually taken me up on it. Ireland's really good supporting us. And obviously, we're heading into America now, which we're really, really looking forward to.
So which supermarket shelves are you on?
Tesco and Supervalue Centra, Don Stores just now. So, we're really supported by the Irish, which is fantastic because obviously we don't have a business if we're not supported. So, we're getting there. And then we're in other countries. But as I just said, now our new focus is obviously in the United States of America.
And that's a very, very big market, a very difficult market to get into. Do you have an international distributor?
Yes. Thankfully, we signed with Lewis Bowles, which are a Dutch company. They're the oldest spirit company in the world. They're going to be 450 years next summer. So for them to take us on as a scaling startup, as people say, we're in year six, but I always in my head, I'm in year three because I had 3 years of COVID. So for them to partner up with us and believe in us as much as we do, we were all at dinner last night and it's lovely. We're really, really, really lucky to have got it and very honored, to be honest. So,
and do you have to fly to the Netherlands and bring samples into here to do a tasting, I presume?
Well, they actually, thankfully, my first pitch was in America. So I was living in Russell Crowe's place in Sydney at the time.
You name dropper.
It's funny. I said, do we have any celebrities coming to the lodge? And they were like, as opposed to your team. I was like, yeah, but I mean, like other people. So they're just normal people, I suppose. But I was in his place, went to New York, pitched there, and then the guys from Amsterdam came over and met me and the team in Dublin, and then we've been over to America a few times. So I'm actually going to move out to America to help with the launch now for in October.
All right. Well, listen, best of luck with it with the visitor center and with the wonderful products which we will see on our supermarket shelves. That is Laura Bonner, the co-founder of Muff Liquor in County Donegal.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.